Good morning. In almost every phase of your life, there are very few exceptions where you will encounter a person in charge of you. We don't have to look very far to see the examples. Parents in charge of children at home, teachers in charge of students in the classroom, bosses over employees at work, and the list goes on. And you would agree with me that someone has to be in charge or there's bound to be chaos. Well, from a Christian perspective, based on what the Bible tells us, we understand that God has established the human authority. God, the giver of the child to the parents, has put the parents in charge of that child, and teachers in charge of the classroom, and pastors as leaders in the church. He has done all of this as the extension of His authority, and just as importantly, as the channel of all His blessings. So it stands to reason, you're less likely to disregard or disrespect the human leader if you keep remembering that God is the authority who is working through this person put in charge of you and me. Of course, while God keeps operating this way down through the ages, the human leader will eventually change as far as you're concerned. And your relationship to that person will change with that change of leader. For example, the day comes when you don't have a teacher in the classroom anymore because you're not in school at some point. Or maybe you become the leader of somebody else. Either way, whether we are leaders, followers, or both, we all can learn from the example of King David in Psalm 25. In order to be the faithful leader of God's people in Israel, he realized that he would first have to be a good follower of God himself. And so he prayed these words, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. God has a very specific path in mind for your journey through life. Let's trace the path. It goes right by the cross of Christ and the empty tomb, where you see both the crucified and risen Savior. And what that means, you see what God has done in Jesus to get rid of your sins forever, far from His sight, out of the picture. This path will take you into the church and a place like Emmanuel, any such place where God's Word is the focus of our attention, and we profit from the message of His truth. This path can be thought of as a walk with God, both at your side and out in front. This path essentially is your day-to-day relationship with God, one in which He's the Father, you're the child, He's the leader, you are the follower. Now we need a healthy awareness of something here. This is not a luxury, this relationship with Jesus and the involvement with His Word. It's not something we could live without. Your involvement with Christ and your connection to His Word are a matter of life and death, with two possible outcomes at the very end. Either, as the result of His steadfast grace, we depend on Him, feed on His Word, thrive on His grace, and live forever as the result of His powerful influence. Or, on the negative side of things, we end up ignoring Him, tuning out His Word for selfish reasons, failing to repent of our sins, only to weaken, shrivel, die spiritually, have our faith die, all because of our negligence and impenitence. That is a possible outcome. For people who believe now, we need to have a healthy awareness of our natural potential to mess it up. Because of the sinful nature that no one can get rid of in this life, we are prone to step off God's path and never come back. Because of the flesh, we forget who the leader is and put ourselves in charge. We get all wrapped up in things that really don't matter. We turn the priorities upside down and make what we want more important than what God wants. These things conspire against us. They contribute to the possibility of you and me leaving the path of life. And so even as Christians, even to the very end, we still need God to call us back and keep us on the course He has chosen for you and me. Thankfully, He gives us the reliable pathfinder. My Bible and yours is more than a book. It's more than a helpful resource. It's more than your religion textbook. We know it as the voice of God talking, the Father's way of communicating with us. In this Bible, the road signs are there to show the path in every situation. For example, if we feel the pressure of temptation, we're on the brink of walking away, the Bible has a path for us, a path of safety away from the spiritual danger. If sin gets the better of us and we have to deal with a guilty conscience, the Bible gives you the path of recovery, the assurance that your sins are forgiven in Christ. If you struggle with things, a crisis, loneliness, fear, worry of one kind or another, Scripture has a path of endurance for you, a path of God's promises to you, where the Lord Himself pledges to be there for you and with you and provide what you need. As long as we live in this world, we need the path of truth as our light in the darkness, as the solid ground for the feet of our faith. Not only that, we need the Lord to keep us on that path, to be the teacher within, to be the one who makes it stick. It's something He does in answer to the prayer of David and the prayer of you and me. He sends the Spirit who gives us the understanding to know what the Word says and the conviction to believe it and follow it. We could list plenty of examples where the human leader, though he has the authority from God, fails the people who follow him. With God as that leader and His Word as that path, there's no potential for failure. Not as far as God is concerned. You never have to worry that He will mislead you or that He got it wrong. His path is built on the solid ground of truth and, just as importantly, the reliable ground of grace, mercy, steadfast love. If we're ever tempted to go astray, and there is that potential as far as we are concerned, He stands ready to do something about it, to call us back, to put us on track. After all, it's the Good Shepherd of our souls who paved this path for you and me, did so with His own blood, and also said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Amen. Those words of Jesus are very similar to the closing hymn, which we can use as our prayer to conclude our worship today. Hymn 433, the first two stanzas of Hymn 433.